Joel, good morning. No, I have not. I have not had a chance to see that. But it just shows there is nothing better than high school tournament time. I mean, there's nothing better. I mean, we've got the hockey tournaments down here in St. Paul, and we had wrestling last weekend, which I made it over to. And it's a great time of the year.
There's something about a wrestling tournament when you see all those mats and all that color. It must get your blood still going, must get you just pumped up, Paul.
Well, it does. You know, they have, at the XL Center here in St. Paul, they have 8 mats, you know, on the floor. And I know in North Dakota they do the same. And it is, yes, there's something about this time of the year that the blood gets flowing again because, you know, it's tournament and everything's on the line. And just like you played there, you just can have some unbelievable exciting finishes to things. I mean, it just takes a life of its own.
State Representative Paul Marquardt from Dilworth, Minnesota. Representative, give me a grade so far. How are we doing out in St. Paul? I see there's some love in the air. I'm going to give you my bias, and you really don't have a partisan bone in your body. So let me say it, okay? There's people complaining that there's not big enough tax relief when some of those same people spent your state deep into debt. Now you got it right. I mean, are you afraid that they're pushing you to try to go too far here?
You know, we have to have a balance. What we did yesterday on the House floor is passed a $500 million tax cut. Now, that's going to conform and allow for some middle-class tax cuts, but we still have about a $1.2 billion surplus. In my mind is, take a balanced approach. You got the $500 million in tax cuts. We're going to put about $200 million in reserves, and that leaves about $500 million for increased investments. And people say, well, yes, last year was a budget year. Well, you go and ask our schools, if they have enough yet. I mean, we've put some high goals on getting to the world's best workforce on our schools. We have to make sure we give them the resources and the flexibility. Higher ed, how much have you heard about that lately in the area? I mean, there's areas, we went a decade, Joel, of disinvestments where we didn't keep up with inflation. We were cutting education at times. We're reversing that slide, and what we did last year puts us in a good budget position where we can do these things now. And so let's invest in our kids and our state and the quality of life. So a balanced approach. I know there's some on the other side, all tax cuts and all of this. Well, I think a balanced approach is better, and that's what hopefully we're going to do.
Representative Marquardt, how are you dealing with some of those border issues? Because, in the approach to try to get the fiscal house in order, there were tough choices that were made for those border cities. You know that. I know that. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing to try to right that ship a little bit?
We are looking at, and you're exactly right. I mean, a lot of what happens in the state is great, but along the North Dakota border is a unique situation. Representative Lean in the House and I in the House and Senator Eakin, we're working on some border cities legislation that goes to East Grand Forks, Moorhead, Dilworth, Breckenridge, Ortonville, that would provide more funding and specific tax cuts for businesses. We think that's important. So we're hoping to get some investment there and add on to the program. We added on to it last year. We actually cut business taxes in those border cities by about 17%. We're hoping to go even further this year. So it's a concern. There's no doubt about it. We're addressing it. And so while the state, our budget plan has been good. We've always focused on education and that type of thing. We've got to make sure also in rural Minnesota, along that border, we're also addressing the tax issues there to keep things somewhat comparable.
One of the issues that played out in the news in the Red River Valley yesterday was a push for Minnesota to get rid of some of their Sunday laws. In other words, be able to buy off sale on Sunday. Where do you stand when it comes to that, Representative Marquardt?
In the past, I have voted no, and here's why. It is that we've actually had liquor store owners come in and say, we don't want this because we think it's just going to spread 6 days of sales over 7 days. And being a small shop, for example, we don't think it will cover the overhead of having staff on and so forth. But now there's some proposals here that would say, okay, maybe we'll just allow Clay County to determine locally whether or not they want to do that. So if you're on the border, like Clay County, of course, and there's a competitive nature there, they could possibly pass something. So I'm willing to look at that. I'm willing to look at some new approaches.
In this shorter session, do you think that that's realistic, that anything even happens there?
You know, before, it hasn't had much support. In fact, there was an amendment last year that failed to do that, like it was 21-4 and 106 against in the House. But what's given it new impetus this year is that Governor Dayton says if he gets a bill on his desk, he'll sign it. So everyone's kind of getting revved up. And that's why, you know, I'm willing to look at things. I mean, this isn't a huge issue for me one way or the other. And so if there's a lot of folks, especially along the border here, and it becomes an issue that I think has a good chance of possibly moving on, I'm willing to look at some new options. Certainly,
no,
that might leave it up to the locals. Yeah.
I understand. I mean, whenever all the years you and I have been conversing, the thing you've always pushed for is lower property taxes. And so I think your balanced approach is right. Representative, thank you. Thanks for your time.